Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the du'as that one can read to increase the love for the akhirat, to increase the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to create that yearning for the year after. So today we do a few du'as. One du'a, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Allahumma la aisha, Allah, there is no life. La aisha, there is no life illa aishul akhirah, except the life of the year after. It was the occasion of the Battle of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, it was extreme conditions, extreme poverty, extreme difficulty. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when one Sahabi had shown him that he had got a stone tied to his belly out of hunger. Why they would do this is to try and suppress the pangs of hunger. They would tie and fasten a stone, a small boulder to the stomach, so that it pushes the stomach in, so a person doesn't feel hungry. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lifted up his upper garment and he showed the Sahaba that he had two stones tied to his belly. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at a higher level of hunger on that occasion. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was carrying those boulders and carrying those rocks that were being dug out from the trench. Himself, he was carrying it with the Sahaba. Not that he was instructing them, but he was doing it with them. So together with telling them what to do, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was helping them to carry. Full of dust, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carrying. And whilst carrying, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these words, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Oh Allah, there is no life except the life of the year after. What it means is the true life of enjoyment is the life of the year after. This life of this dunya is not a life of enjoyment. Person has it, and then in between there will always be some difficulties that comes. Person thinks he has got everything, but in between there will always be difficulties, hardships. And whether he'll really get to enjoy it and appreciate it, that is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in akhirat, everything as a person desires, there'll be no interferences, no interruption. There was one person, he passed away now, may Allah pak fill his qabr wa nur, that this person, he had cancer, and he passed away of cancer, so we went to visit him. He was staying there on the south coast, overlooking the ocean. So he was a close friend of my father's. So my father, I just asked him that now that you got this cancer, the fourth stage, what is your outlook of life? How do you see life? So then he says, you know what, I'll tell you how I see life. Is I see life in such a manner that whatever life had to promise, life deceives you. He says, because I just reached that point in my life where I thought that my children all now are married. I thought now that I'm retired, now I can really start enjoying life. Before this, I worked so hard. So now that my daughter's got a place here that is overlooking the ocean, and now my other children are married, I thought now that I'm retired. He was from Johannesburg originally. To me, it seemed as though now I've got whatever I desired. And the moment this has happened, Allah Pak had given me news that I got cancer. So I realized that this dunya is not a dunya of enjoyment. So together with a person having that, sometimes a person gets a news of a sickness. Sometimes a person gets difficulties as far as his finances are concerned. Sometimes he may lose a family member. So there's always problems in this dunya. So that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Oh Allah, the true life is the life of the year after. Whatever man wants, he'll have it 100%. If he wants to eat also, he won't have any problem of going to the toilet. He won't have any problem with the salt being less. He won't have any problem with it being too strong. He won't have to worry about his sugar. He won't have to worry about his pressure. Eat as much as he wants. He wants to sleep, he sleeps as much as he wants. Person wants to be with his friends and family as far as long as he wants. Person wants to sleep, he doesn't have to worry, now I got to wake up at a certain time, I got to set my alarm. Sleep as much as he wants. Whatever a person wants, he does it to its fullest. So this is what Jannat is all about. Enjoyment till the person, till enjoyment till no more. There's no limit on any type of enjoyment. In this world, if a person wants to spend, he still has to see what his balance is, how much he can afford. He has to think of so many things before he does everything. In akhirah, there's no need to think. Allah Pak has just created that place for enjoyment. So anyway, this was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama also explained to us that when a person is going through any difficulty and hardship, now it was very hard in that battle of Khandaq, it was very difficult conditions. The person, when he goes through any difficulties, then he must think of this. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha. Allah, the real life is akhirat. So what if I'm going through difficulties? Yeah, it's not a big thing. A day will come when we'll have akhirat in front of us. A day will come when we'll have time to enjoy ourselves as much as we want to enjoy. So la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Wallahi, it doesn't matter whether I'm going through any difficulties now. There will come a time when you'll give us true life and real life where we can enjoy whatever we've got. And one more dua. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayya wa ja'al khashyataka akhwafa al-ashya'i indi waqta' anni hajati ad-dunya bi-shawqi ila liqa'ik wa idha aqrarta a'yuna ahli ad-dunya min dunyahum fa'aqrir 'ayni min 'ibadatik. O Allah, make your love the most beloved of things to me. O Allah, make your love the most beloved of things. The thing that is most beloved to me is your love. More than anything else, O Allah, make this beloved to me, that I must love you and you must love me. That must be the thing that is the most beloved to me. More than anything of this world, make the love, your love, the most beloved thing to me. What a lovely dua. The next part of the dua, O Allah, make your fear the most fearful of things in my sight. O Allah, make it such that the thing that I fear the most is I fear you. More than I fear the dog, more than I fear a thief, more than I fear anything, O Allah. Make it such that the fear that I have is to disobey you. Not fear that Allah Pak will harm a person, but fear that a person may disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next part of this dua. Waqta anni hajati dunya bishuq ila liqa'ik. O Allah, cut off from me the needs of this world by instilling in me the desire to meet you. The more a person has a desire to meet Allah, the less desire he has for this world. So the higher the level of the desire to meet Allah, the less the desires of this world. So this is what this dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Cut off from me the needs of this world by instilling in me the desire to meet you. And then next part of this dua, that وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِن دُنْيَاهُمْ. That, O Allah, when you give satisfaction, when you give happiness to the people of the dunya, with their dunya, give me satisfaction in engaging in your ibadat. O Allah, when the people of the dunya are getting happiness by enjoying the dunya, you give me happiness by enjoying your ibadat. What a beautiful dua. But O Allah, when people of the dunya are getting so much enjoyment, flying here, going there, doing this, doing that, impressing themselves with the dunya, O Allah, give me happiness in making your ibadat. And ask the awliya, O Allah, those that have really experienced it, there's nothing in the world that can give you the happiness like how the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how that worship of Allah, that enjoyment, that satisfaction, that excitement it creates in the heart. There's nothing in this world that can compare with it. Therefore, the last part of the world, O Allah, when they're impressing themselves with the dunya, O Allah, you impress me, you give me that enjoyment, that satisfaction, and that happiness in worshipping you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.